You are listening to KCR AM 11610. Man, I butchered that number. Do you guys hear that?
You really did.
All right. And welcome to the next episode of Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dana Pacheco. Join with me, as always, Jackson. Have you gone deaf?
No, my headphones aren't working.
Well, make sure they're plugged in. That is one of the most crucial parts of making sure headphones work.
Can you hear me? Oh, of course
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson found out that his headphones are not plugged in. We keep it professional here on Roomies Talking Movies. We don't really know what's going
on. Sir.
But we always make it work out. Anyways, and joined with me, as always, are my co-host and roommates, Jackson Salvestrini. Just give a grunt into the microphone to let the people know you're
hello.
There. Awesome. As always. And Camden.
Hello.
All right, anyways, so we talk about movie news that comes out each week and either review the latest movie or have a different topic to discuss. This topic for this week is video game movies. After the smash success of Sonic the Hedgehog, we thought, boy oh boy, they couldn't have all been this bad. So we took a walk back down memory lane and man, we found some real pieces of art right there.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, let's get started. First thing, a round of applause. Remember how we learned how to clap last week. Roomies Talking Movies just got a whole lot roomier. We have gotten our show extended for 30 more minutes.
So, yeah.
Woohoo.
30 minutes.
So that means
do you know how many seconds
we
that is?
Have to talk much, much slower.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, how... What? Nah, I'm kidding. We're not going to continue that beat. So how is your guys' week going? For me personally, I'm on cloud nine. The Shamrock Shake is back.
Oh, yeah.
It couldn't get any better.
It's been an eventful weekend for me. My ear hurt, but now it's better, so that's cool.
I'm glad to hear about your ear.
Thanks, dude. Yeah.
I'm like Dr. Seuss.
Oh, that was stupid.
Okay.
Camden, how's your week been?
Great week. I had a test this week.
And how'd you do? Let everyone listening know the grade you got.
I did okay.
Jackson.
He passed.
I did pass.
All right. And for those of you listening, we are all enjoying some Starbucks drinks, you know, to reflect who we are. I got some sweet coffee. Camden, what'd you get?
I got a latte.
And Jackson, what did you get?
Nothing.
Good. That's a good reference.
I don't drink coffee.
Anyways, we're going to get moving on with the show. So let's get into the news. Let's start off with some usual. Let's talk some Disney news. The Mulan live action movie that has been just buzzing like a medium amount of excitement has been landed at a PG-13 rating. What do you guys think that will entail? Will we get one F-bomb?
I was just about to say one, and I really want to know where it is.
Oh man, it's got to be in there. It has to be. Jackson, what do you think is going to happen in this PG-13 Mulan?
I just don't think that since there's going to be, like, swords and, like, her fighting in a war, the combat's going to look stupid, like it always does in PG-13 movies with, like, swords. It's going to, like, be a slice, but it's not going to show the guy dying or, like, getting hurt. But, like, so I think it'd be cooler if they didn't do that.
You want it to be R-rated?
I want it to be R-rated.
And then just
honestly, if Disney made like one of their princess movies, Mulan's a princess movie, like a Disney princess movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay. If they made one of those movies R-rated, I would totally see it. But their live actions haven't like been good lately, so.
What are you talking about? Lion King was so cool with the animals who were 100% real and not computer digitally animated, and they had so much expression in their face.
Yeah, I know. I really loved watching the expression.
How their faces look the same. I'm a sad lion, and their face was just mute of emotion.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see
no,
it?
No, I didn't see it.
Man.
I don't care enough to
you
see it.
Don't. You saved $12.
Yeah, I did.
don't see it.
All right. Next news, a bit of a Star Wars news for you.
Woo!
Ahsoka, fan favorite character from the Clone Wars show, still be alive in the Star Wars sequels. Dave Filoni, big creative force in the whole Star Wars production, was quick to squash any implications that the former Jedi Padawan must be definitively dead. Camden, our Star Wars aficionado, what do you think about this?
Well, the last scene we saw with Ahsoka Tano was in Star Wars Rebels. I believe it was at the end of season 2.
Oh, you're such a nerd.
She was fighting Darth Vader after she found out he was Anakin, and they were in a
spoilers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Darth Vader is might be Anakin. I don't know though.
Okay, just don't tell them that Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Okay. Oh, dude. Anyways, they were in a Sith temple and it closed on them, and then Darth Vader was alive, but there was a scene of Ahsoka walking away. So I don't know why people just assume that she's dead.
Where did she go?
Where did she come from? Where did she go?
Don't say it.
And then, Jackson, what do you think about this Star Wars news?
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I did not watch the Clone Wars show. I do not care that much about Star Wars. I know what she looks like. If that's her hair, she has cool hair. If that's a hat, it's a cool hat. Other than that...
Jackson, it's like part of her body.
Is it really?
Yeah, are you talking about like the tentacle things? Yeah, no, that's part of her body.
Oh, so she's like an alien?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Thank you for your input.
I love the diversity we have in this room. Yeah. We always have at least one person in the group that has no idea what we're talking about, which will make us talking about video game movies this week that much more fun. All right, we're going to move on now to Marvel news. All right, the secret first Captain America? So this one I copy-pasted from the website, so
all right.
I didn't have time to edit out the cringy question, but anyways... A new synopsis for the Falcon Winter Soldier Disney Plus show might reveal a crucial plot point for the series. And the synopsis goes, this series will be about Falcon initially refusing to take up the mantle of Captain America, but ultimately changing his mind after discovering the history of the Super Soldier program by encountering Bradley, who is actually the quote-unquote original Captain America. What do you guys think about good old Bradley, the first Captain America?
I think his name's amazing.
I agree.
I think we've needed a character named Bradley in the MCU for a long time.
Hello, I'm Bradley. Nice to meet you.
What I really hope for him is he's just like a senile old man. So they're like, sir, we need your help with figuring out how to be the next Captain America. And then he's just in a retirement home going, what? Who are you people?
I don't think that's what I was going to be.
Okay. Where am I?
Did he also get lost in the ice? How did he live this long?
Agreed.
I think he was like Captain America, but since his name was Bradley, no one wanted to trust him with anything. So they're like, Bradley, just be in charge of like the bathroom cleanup. And he's like, okay, I'm Captain America. And he just was on plunger duty for the whole time.
No, but I'm saying like, how did he not die of old age?
I think he's an old man. In Endgame, Captain America is an old man. And he's like, I totally banged Peggy Carter, but I didn't. I think that's what I picked up from the scene, at least. You shaking your head no. Do you think he didn't do that?
I don't want to talk about this anymore, Daniel.
All right.
This is a family-friendly show.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think Bradley is going to be like?
I hope he's a surfer.
He's just like a 20-year-old surfer, dude. Like, what's up? I'm Bradley, the first Captain America. And he's like younger than both of them.
So are they going to make Falcon, like, are they going to inject the serum into him?
No.
So then how is he Captain America?
Because he can throw the shield. Did you not see the thing
where
he throws it at a tree?
I did, and it barely got stuck in a tree.
Captain America
could probably like poke a tree and it'd fall over. Yeah.
Not now. He's an old man.
Well, yeah. He's trying his best.
He's just an old man. But, I think because the main thing about Captain America is you gotta have heart. And just a giant shield.
And, like, super strength and super agility. Like, he's not... I know that the whole basis of the character is he has a lot of heart. But also, he doesn't die in a lot of situations because of the super serum.
Well, for all we know, Bradley might just be a really nice dude, and he has no superpowers. And that's my Captain America. Hashtag Bradley for Captain America.
He already is.
Hashtag
you
Bradley
don't need to start a hashtag
Captain.
For this.
All right, continuing... what the heck is going on? We have our first image revealed of Woody Harrelson as Cletus Cassidy, a.k.a. Carnage, a.k.a. the bad guy in Venom 2. And the biggest thing to take away from this... Jackson, please don't delete what I'm currently reading. And the biggest thing to take away from this is... No more red afro. They got rid of the terrible wig.
Uh-huh.
What did you guys think of it? I thought he looked like someone's like weird uncle because he just is wearing like this bright orange Hawaiian shirt.
It made him look crazy, and I think that's kind of what they were going for, but then I don't think I would have liked to see that for the whole movie, so I'm glad.
Oh my god, I would love if they pull a Venom thing where he only becomes Carnage in the last 5 minutes of the film, and the whole, like, first hour and a half is just him in a Hawaiian shirt walking around being like, I killed people! And I was like, well, this dude's crazy, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt at nighttime.
Did he play Haymitch? Is that his name? In Hunger Games?
Yes. Yeah. His most famous role.
Okay.
It wasn't. He I also, don't know why that was the connection you
he
made.
He also played the older dude in both Zombielands.
Yes. Or as everyone knows him for his acting. The old guy from Han Solo. And he just gives him the gun, remember?
No.
He's like, Han Solo, here's your gun.
I hated that movie.
And then he tossed it. No, it's still canon.
I don't care.
It's still canon. I don't care. All right. Further into the Marvel news, Kang the Conqueror is rumored to be the Disney Plus Loki series main antagonist. For those of you who don't know or simply don't care, Kang the Conqueror is a warlord from the 25th century, and the thing about him is he can time travel. And the cool thing about the Loki Disney Plus series is that Loki is going through time. He's just fiddling around. He's killing Julius Caesar. He's tripping old Abraham Lincoln. He's messing around with time. So what do you guys think Kang the Conqueror could do in the Loki?
Conquer.
You told me I couldn't mute you this week, but you're making it really hard for me too. Jackson, what do you want from Kang?
I don't know. I don't even know what he looks like.
He's purple, and he's got... Oh, no, he's blue.
Oh.
Abba-dee-abba-dye. Abba-dee-abba-dye. Okay. Abba-dee-abba-dye. And he's got a big, old purple helmet.
So he's like reverse Thanos.
Yeah. So as Thanos wore blue armor,
yeah,
and his skin was purple, Kang the Conqueror wears purple armor and his skin is blue.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I think he's a great villain then.
So he must be super rational. He's like the exact opposite of Thanos.
Yeah.
The opposite of Thanos. Anyways, continuing in the Disney Plus Marvel news, William Hurt will return as Thunderbolt Ross in the She-Hulk Disney Plus series. He was last seen in Infinity War as a hologram, and in the comics he becomes the Red Hulk. So, what do you guys think? She-Hulk, for those of you, again, who don't know, is the cousin to the Hulk. She gets shot in a gang drive-by, and then Bruce Banner, who apparently is literally the only blood donor, I guess, donates blood to his cousin, and then she gets Hulk powers from it, but she's not nearly as crazy, and she can talk. Yeah, yeah.
Hulk dab.
Which might be weird. Hulk dab. Yeah, now that he's smart Hulk, we're just going to have two Hulks that could just talk the whole time. That might be weird. What do you guys think about Red Hulk? Hulk.
It's definitely red.
Well, I mean... What is Red Hulk? Is he stronger? Is he?
No, his thing is like... He's not like the Hulk where he gets, like, the madder he gets, the stronger he gets. It's just, like, the madder he gets, the hotter he gets. And I don't mean like, visually. Like, he doesn't get, like...
Fire hot.
Yes, like, fire hot.
Okay.
Although I would love if in the series they go complete 180, and every time he gets angry, he just gets more and more attractive, and everyone's like, I don't want to punch him. He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 90s.
How did they explain that?
You give me a look like Arnold Schwarzenegger from the 90s wasn't peak attractiveness.
I don't know. I just think that was a weird, weird correlation there.
Like you thinking, oh,
like Woody, almost pre-planned.
Like Woody Harrelson, oh, the guy from Hunger Games, his most famous role. Moving on, last week we talked about how Sony has a slot for a new Marvel film, rumored to come out in 2021. That one is rumored to be a Mysterio solo film, with Jake Gyllenhaal returning for the role if Sony has their way. What do you guys think? Have you guys both seen Far From Home?
I have.
Yep.
It wasn't that far, surprisingly.
No, he was like halfway across the world.
I think.
Oh, but in Infinity War and Endgame, when he was on a different planet, he wasn't further from home. Yeah. Should have been called Avengers, the farthest from home. Don't mute me. Please don't.
You're testing me here, dude. But I think it might be a little harder because in the movie, Mysterio gets shot. I don't know if for those of you
that's
who don't
a spoiler.
See. Spoiler alert. Mysterio gets shot, and he has, like, one of those weird deaths where he has enough time to finish his sentence, and then a couple seconds for him to go, because he's like, Peter, you're the future. You gotta be a hero, or you're gonna be a zero. I'm dead.
But then we see in the end credits scene that he had time to record an entire thing and put it on the big screen.
I thought about that.
I wanna see... an extended version of Spider-Man Far From Home where it's just Mysterio setting up his iPhone going, all right, and record, and hey, everyone, Spider-Man's secret identity is Peter Parker, and then he gets shot in the back.
Dude, you just spoiled the entire identity of Spider-Man.
You just said that Mysterio did it.
Yeah, but I didn't say who it was. It's supposed to be a secret, dude.
His secret identity. Oh, man, I just made everyone figure out who Spider-Man
okay,
is.
But to be honest, isn't Mysterio, like, in the comics supposed to have, like, actual powers?
No.
No?
He's
it's just
a
all...
the whole time.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, like, if he had actual powers in the comics and then this movie was just him with drones,
I really liked Mysterio in the movie because...
Oh, yeah,
was, like,
I thought
most,
it was good.
That was, like, the most comic accurate we've seen Mysterio because his whole thing is just, like, he was, like, an old film, like, designer for sets and, like, makeup and all that. So he started doing crimes with, like, fake props and everything. And everyone's like, whoa, how can he fly? But he just has, like, a cable machine or a hologram. But, yeah, I'd really love if in this Mysterio movie he just randomly has, like, supernatural powers.
No, I was just thinking, like, is he going to make his own tech or is he going to steal Tony Stark's again?
I think he's just going to keep stealing it because, hey, if it ain't broke and it's been, like, 90% of the villain's main motivation in all the Marvel movies, keep it where it is, right?
Yeah.
How many more movies do you think we'll get before someone has, like, their own motive not connected to Tony Stark or the Avengers?
Soon, probably.
You, like, bit the microphone.
No, I don't know what's going on with it, actually.
Don't give me a look like I'm doing. I'll mute you because you're just chomping down on my microphone.
Stop abusing power.
I'm not. I'm putting down his volume, Jackson. Like, I have to put up your volume? I'm spitting way too much into this microphone. I apologize for all of you feeling my spit at
home. Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Chris Pratt addresses if Thor is in the movie. He doesn't know yet because he hasn't even read the script yet. Do you guys want to see that?
I want to see a training montage with Thor. Where he isn't fat anymore.
I want to see them like put zero effort into making him fit. They just start the movie and he's just Chris Hemsworth again. And they're like, man, Thor, it's a good thing I lost all that weight. And they never touch on it again.
I think that's actually what they might do.
I know. And that sucks. Because like sometimes it works. Like I personally didn't feel like it was lazy with the Smart Hulk thing. Because like Endgame was such a long film. I feel like we didn't need that extra time. And if they were
agreed
to do the Smart Hulk, they should have done it in Infinity War, but they ended it like on that cliffhanger. So like, I'm fine with some off-screen like character development, but we shouldn't have every single main character have off-screen development. Like how Tony and Pepper were married because we never saw like the wedding or anything.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, we're going to get married. Oh, we're going to get married. And then they have a kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd love to see Thor just fit for no reason.
Agreed.
On to DC News. Our first possible look at a new Batman symbol for the new Warner Brothers Montreal Batman game. Supposedly a complete reboot from the old Arkham Batman games. What do you guys think about it? It's not the same one as the Robat Bat and Bats symbol. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I didn't think it was too exciting or like groundbreaking or anything.
It just looks like...
I mean, it's just a picture of a guy with a bat symbol behind him. Like, it's nothing special.
Or what if the guy is the new bat symbol and it's just his nose and his eyes? Batman just has that on his chest now.
I don't know. Something tells me they're not going to do that.
I'm Doug Man. Jackson, what did you think of the bat symbol?
Doesn't that... That reminds me of, like, Batman Beyond, doesn't it? I don't know.
Ooh.
Like, you know.
So maybe it's a Batman Beyond game.
Maybe.
I don't know. They've hinted that it was like quarter vowels, stuff like that, but we will see. Camden, just by judging on your face, I know you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing right now.
I zoomed in on the guy's face. He does not look happy to be there.
Doug, man?
Yeah.
Okay. On to our next DC news. Ben Affleck talked about why he didn't end up continuing his Batman movie. Originally, it was going to be a movie that he directs and writes, but... He decided to part ways, and in the beginning he said it was because he didn't like the script, but now that some time has passed and he has given like his blessing to Robert Pattinson being the new Batman, I think he's been more open about why he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And recently he said he just stopped doing it for his own health, and like he just did not want to go through what he went through with Batman versus Superman in Justice League, which,
yeah,
if you've seen those movies, that makes perfect sense. Are you guys sad that we won't get to see any more of Ben Affleck killing people as Batman?
A little.
No. He looked the part very well. You know, I think that he like looked like Batman, and that's like who I would picture Batman to be. But I'm not happy with the way that they portrayed Batman in those movies. So I'm okay that they're moving on to a new Batman.
But that isn't his fault.
No, it's not. But I don't think that they could have just changed the character completely for his solo movie after already establishing his character in the other movies.
I guess. Like, yeah, I it's... Okay, they're doing a different Batman, but I thought Ben Affleck was pretty good.
Yeah, I just didn't like the part where he used a gun and shot people when his whole thing is like, I don't kill people and I don't use guns. And then he did both in one film. And then in Justice League, he's just perfect Batman. Like, oh, I don't kill anyone. Like, he forgot that he killed 20 people, like, 3 months ago. All I'm saying is...
He's reformed.
He's reformed. Superman changed me. Yeah. I feel bad for Ben Affleck, but I think his Batman was probably the best part of those films.
Agreed.
On to next Batman news. We got some new pictures of Robat Bat and Bat's suit.
Oh, yeah.
And his Bat Bike. What do we think of his new fit? What do we like about the cowl, the goggles? Oh, he might be having white eyes, like in the comics and everything. That's pretty exciting. What did you guys think of it?
The ears are really weird.
Yeah.
Everything below the neck is good.
Yeah, I love the suit. I think it looks like super hardcore. I love the gun thing for the bat symbol. That's really cool. But, oh man, his face.
Yeah,
it just doesn't look good.
I should mention that this is Robert Pattinson's stunt double. So if you're saying it doesn't look like Robert Pattinson, that would probably make sense now.
If you zoom in on the picture of him on the bike, he has dots on his face. Do you think they're going to put Robert Pattinson's face?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. They're just going to put that popping jawline out
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the eyes look really weird. I don't like that. I hope they do white eyes because then I'll kind of just like get rid of that problem. But the ears... also look pretty weird.
The helmet looks like a weird Halloween City kind of. Like, oh, I need to be Batman tonight. And then he just bought the first Batman mask.
Definitely.
That's literally what Camden said last week. And we made fun of him for it.
Yeah, way to copy me, Danon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? For once in the show, Camden is right. He's only been here twice, and he's been right one of the times. So he's got 50% going for him.
Okay, but to be fair, the mask looked different in the...
Yeah, the mask
looks with, like, the red background.
I think he might have different costumes. Yeah. Yeah, your shocked expression is correct. I think he might have multiple costumes, Jackson.
Wow. Can't wait.
Either that
That's
or he just
thrilling.
Switches the cowl for every scene. He's like, I need to wear the stupid one. And then he puts it on and goes rides his motorcycle. He's like, oh, I need my big ear one. And then puts that on. All right. James Gunn says that there's a lot of characters that are going to die in his Suicide Squad movie. Thank you.
I mean, it's like Suicide Squad.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
What are they? Some kind of Suicide Squad?
I think so.
Because in the first movie, like one person, spoilers for Suicide Squad if you haven't seen it. The guy, Slipknot, who can climb anything, he was their one casualty in the film. May he rest in peace, the greatest cinematic
character. Wait, no, the Diablo.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't even die from the Suicide Squad thing. Like, the whole point is they should have, like, their head blown up. And he just died because he became a hero. And he was like, you guys are my family. They knew each other for, like, a week. Continuing in more comic-related news, Batman and Catwoman are expecting a child in the cover of the Batman Catwoman comic line. What do you guys think about Batman having two kids that are actually his own?
Good for him. He's gonna make a great father.
Bat dad.
Bat dad.
Well, I know in the comics, right? Isn't Damian his actual son?
That's his only real son.
Is that gonna be?
No. He's already there. So now we're going to play guess the child's name. I don't know.
Cat-Bat.
You're assuming that the...
Cat-Bat.
Cat-Bat?
Cat-Bat.
Bad cat.
Cat-Bat, cat-a-batarang.
I like it.
So now we all have our guesses. Hopefully it's one of those. And a bit of a more sad slash scary slash uh-oh kind of news. Dan DiDio, longtime co... That's a funny last name.
Dio.
Dan DiDio. Dan DiDio, longtime co-publisher for DC Comics, has made his exit from the company, and AT&T, the owners of DC Comics, reportedly will close down DC Comics if their upcoming 5G event fails. What do you guys think this means if DC closes down?
I'm so confused. Are they actually going to do that?
It's just in, like, the reported things, because, like, AT&T is, like, the biggest company, because, like, it's all, like, Disney.
First of all, I didn't know that AT&T owned DC Comics.
They own... like Warner Brothers and DC Comics. So, like, they want to plan for the best things for them.
Yeah.
And comics is a hard business. So, they might.
Are they really doing that bad?
What do you think would happen? No, it's like they're not bad, but it's like, oh, if we could just save money, we'll drop this thing.
We'll drop DC Comics?
Yeah. Which seems to make a crap ton of money.
Yeah, I feel like it would. And merchandise alone, you know? Like.
What do you guys think would happen if they were to drop DC Comics?
I think nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing would happen.
You don't think anything would change at all?
No.
So you think that there would still be DC superhero movies and everything?
I think so.
Do you think that would be their main source?
I think someone else would buy them. And they'd maybe like rebrand.
What if Disney buys DC?
They won't. I'm almost positive that somewhere in their contract with Marvel it says you cannot buy DC.
What if?
But if they rebrand, Disney it's not a breach of contract.
If Disney bought DC, I think that would be a good thing for DC, just because they've done really well with Marvel movies, and it seems like people working at Disney know how to make superhero movies. So maybe we won't see any more of a Justice League, Suicide Squad, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And I notice how Birds of Prey isn't on that list because we thought it was okay.
We thought it was mediocre.
Very mediocre.
Is, okay.
It was like proper middle ground exactly.
It was literally the best worst movie out of DC.
Yeah.
All right, on to some other news. A teaser image was released for Bill and Ted 3 Face the Music. I think it looks excellent. What do you guys think?
Excellent.
Thank you, Jackson.
No input.
Because you have not seen the films, correct?
I have not. I'm sorry.
And there's where we get our dynamic coming. At least one of us doesn't know what the other two are talking about at all times.
I'll pretend I do. Wow, I'm excited. This is going to be a great... Is it a movie?
Yes.
Movie. Great movie.
All right. And in thrilling news, KFC is selling donut sandwiches nationwide. What do you guys think about that?
Why? What does this have to do with movies?
I just saw a picture of it, and I thought it was the weirdest thing ever. And I just wanted to know what your guys' input would be on a donut chicken sandwich.
Delicious. I mean, like, I'm in, you know?
Jackson? You would be.
Oh.
Dude, don't go there.
For those of you listening at home and have never seen Camden Powell before, he is 300 pounds and he's 4 feet tall. Just a little ball of joy.
All right. A little ball.
Now, Jackson, as always, I will seamlessly plug in our sponsorships that we have to do every week before we get into some trailer news.
I won't talk this time.
Thank you. Hey, so Jackson, what are your plans for next weekend? Say nothing.
Oh, nothing. Yeah.
Well, then North Parks Observatory is an amazing venue that you can win tickets to. Make sure to check out all our giveaways on kcrlive.com for a chance to win tickets to concerts throughout the semester, and follow us on KCR College Radio for more opportunities to win. How about that, Jackson?
That sounds amazing.
I have a question.
I'm going to go to kcrlive.com right now.
Why do you never ask
me? And
should
the listeners as well?
The listeners should as well, of course.
Nailed it. They'll never find out that we're doing sponsorships right now. And Camden, the reason I'm not asking you is because just looking at that book, I realize we have to do two advertisements now that our show is longer.
Oh my gosh, two advertisements. Don't tell the viewers, please.
Camden, we're live.
Oh no.
But yeah, so at around another 30 minutes or so, I will seamlessly plug in the fact that we have another sponsorship.
I can't wait.
And we'll
Can I do it?
No.
All right.
And we are back.
I hope you like the song.
Yes, nothing happened, and we are back.
Yeah.
We're
back?
I accidentally hit the music button, and we are back on.
Yeah, he hit the music button for 3 minutes straight.
There's a giant music button, dude. I didn't know. Anyways, we're back, and what were we talking about? Trailers, correct?
Yes, sir.
Once again, we would like to apologize for anyone who was startled by the excellent music that was blasting into your radio at that time. And let's talk about Dream Horse. A trailer came out this week called Dream Horse. It's about horse racing, but with heart.
Isn't that like all horse movies? I feel like there's so many horse movies, and this is just another one, and I don't care. I really don't care.
I'm just not a horse person. Like, horses kind of freak me out. They're so
If anyone here is a horse person, who is it?
Jackson.
What?
Yeah, you're totally a horse guy.
You're such a horse, dude.
You that ran around the no halls sense. At school neighing on all fours.
Cameron.
I thought you said he was running around on all fours naked.
No.
Yeah, that's a kind of a horse thing.
Yeah.
That's not what they're known for.
I think Danon's a horse guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I run around all fours naked all the time?
Yeah, no. No. I mean, that is
Are
a big...
Are you
going to
judge him because of that now? Are you kidding me?
That is a big
You said
it
was fine.
Point. You calling me a horse person? Well, Jackson, I say nay.
Boo.
If I was
boo.
In the
no,
soundboard,
Jackson,
I would mute you right
boo.
Now. If I was on the soundboard, I would mute you right now.
We got the bad joke out of the way. We're good.
No.
No? We have a worse joke this week than me saying, nay, I'm not a horse person?
Maybe.
Maybe.
The horse is cute. It's a good horse. What do you rate the horse out of 10?
9.5.
Really? Yeah, total horse guy over there.
Yeah. The trick is to never read anything about
it. I don't
think
you understand. It's a horse movie. It's going to win. It has to be like a 9 to 10
range. I hope it loses. That'd be cool. That'd be a good twist. And it turns into like a horror movie. The horses just like turn into zombies and they just kill all the people. And then it was all a dream. Dream horse.
Oh my. We fixed your movie.
All right.
And continuing on with our trailer talk, we have Run.
Which is a funny title.
Because
she can't.
Wow.
Jackson, elaborate further on the trailer.
The trailer is about some paralyzed girl. She's in a wheelchair with a mom, and it's like a horror movie. Because the mom's like super overprotective, and then it throughout the trailer, you just see a lot of things like her vision transforms things into the letters R-U-N, run, like all over the place. But she can't because she's paralyzed.
It's just God.
I think that's
her.
Intentional, though. Like, Cameron had a good point. And I think,
can I say my own theory, please?
Yeah, say your theory.
All right. So there's a
scene. Cameron's theory is that
in the trailer where the mom is taking a syringe and pulling out some liquid and is going to inject it into what I assume would be her daughter. I think that her daughter's not paralyzed at all, and her mom is just making her paralyzed by injecting the serum into her. And that way she can hold on to her daughter forever because her mom is crazy. Thank you. We're on a roll today.
Dream horse. Continuing on, we have Escape from Pretoria. Daniel Radcliffe gets arrested for what? Putting like a... Was it like a paper
He blew
bomb?
Something up, right?
Yeah, like he blew a cardboard box.
I think he's a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, I don't want to root for Daniel Radcliffe in this film.
Yeah, but his key work is incredible.
Fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like it. You know when you go to Lowe's and like you make a copy of a key?
No.
He's in that machine. Okay, thanks, guys.
No, I'm going to... I'll take my one shout-out right now. Shout-out Yvonne's Lock and Keys. My dad and I went there all the time. Thanks, wait, Ivan.
We have to do shout-outs this week.
Oh, no. I don't know who to shout out.
A shout-out to my dad, Eric Pacheco, at Eric Pacheco DDS. Fixed my teeth and fixed my life. Granted, he was always there, so...
Can I save mine till later?
You can save yours till later, but okay. He just reminded me, and I need to shout out the fact that my dad not only wanted one, he deserved a shout-out, and also he will stop sending me money if I don't.
Mm.
Shout-out to Eric Pacheco. Love you like a brother.
He's your dad.
That'll confuse him.
Yeah, it will.
As we continue and Camden panics to think of a shout-out, we take a look at Emperor, which is about a slave who kills the slave owners to protect his family and goes on the run. I think it looks an awful lot like Django Unchained, but much less stylized like Tarantino.
It looks okay. I think it'll be nominated.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those movies where it's going to be nominated, but it's not going to win anything.
It looked like a nothing film. Like,
that's the point. Like, it's going to be so nothing, but it's also going to be like good enough to where they're like, well, we have to include this movie. I think it's going to be okay. I think it'll be nominated for probably...
Best actor?
Best musical comedy.
Definitely best musical comedy. Best animated movie, actually.
No, none of those things.
Best foreign film.
I think if Emperor gets nominated, Dream Horse has to be nominated. Because
they're both true stories.
They're both based on true stories.
Yeah. But one takes place in the Civil War and one takes place on like a horse track.
On a horse?
The camera's just on a horse. It's really shaky the whole time.
And then everyone in the audience is like, I was super nauseous the entire time watching it.
Can we get an experimental film where the cameraman is just like on something stupid?
Can we get an even more experimental film and the cameraman is a horse with a camera duct taped to its head? And it's like a war movie. So when there's a loud noise, the horse runs away. And the camera goes following them. They're going shaky everywhere.
Counterpoint. The horse is the antagonist, and they just let him loose in a house without telling the people.
That's more.
Just lock all the doors.
That's like a reality TV show.
There's
a horse in my house.
Karen, Matt, we have hidden a horse in your home. It is your job to find it within the next 30 minutes, or it will destroy everything you love.
They just hear a loud crash upstairs. I think we found the horse.
They're like, get started, and the kitchen's just demolished. As we continue, we have Vivarium, which seems to be another trippy horror film with Jesse Eisenberg stuck in a neighborhood where everything is perfect, too perfect, and I thought it reminded me exactly of the episode in SpongeBob where Squidward finds his like perfect place and everyone's just like him, and the one where we get the canned bread, like that one,
yeah,
and then he hates it because everyone's just like him. I think that's what this is.
Scary.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's a house.
I think it's going to be good.
I think, yeah.
It looks pretty good.
I think it's going to be okay.
I think they kind of spoiled it.
I don't think you know.
Because there was a scene with the house on fire, and I feel like either that was a dream sequence, but there's no way you can go back from lighting a house on fire. Just like, actually, fire, can you stop? Can you
was
stop?
It a dream horse sequence?
I sure hope so. I hope that Dream Horse is just like in every movie
there needs to be
for
a horse
this entire year.
I hope Dream Horse has a cat in it so we can add it to our rating scheme.
Oh my god. It has to have a cat in it in order to be considered in our ratings. But Dream Horse might be the greatest film of all time. And now that we're talking up Dream Horse, we've doomed ourselves to have to watch Dream Horse in order to review it. All right. And next, and our final trailer, we got Westworld Season 3. Are you going to sneeze, Camden? There's a sneeze button on your microphone.
I don't think it works.
Well,
no, it's not working.
Okay, well,
sorry.
Sneeze.
Sneeze anymore.
Well, now you're making me look like the bad guy, and I wasted my one mute on you, so now you're going to sneeze into the microphone.
Jackson, my buttons are broken. There's nothing I can do.
Hit the no button on that mic.
I could just that won't do it. Anything.
For those of you listening, our microphone setup, it has an on, off, and cough button.
Oh, mine just has two cough buttons and then an off button that doesn't press anymore.
Did you
anymore.
Hit both cough buttons?
I did. At the same time? No, nothing's happening.
Yeah, it's one
Let's
of those
see
things.
See if mine works. Hello?
No, it still works, yeah.
What does my off button do? Hello? Okay. Nope, nothing works.
All right.
Awesome.
I love this studio.
I think that they're just not plugged in, and we're just banking way too heavily on the fact that they would have everything plugged in. So back to Westworld Season 3. Have either of you guys seen Westworld?
No.
No.
Awesome. So for once, mark it on your calendars. This is the first show where none of us know what we're talking about. So I have seen maybe one episode of Westworld. It's super trippy, super good. But I think this is like a culmination season. Like it might be the final season or like one of those big seasons like in Breaking Bad where a lot of stuff happens. And there's like super space helicopters. There's like robots fighting robots. Aaron Paul's in it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's Jesse
Super
Pinkman
cool.
from Breaking Bad.
Never saw it.
And the main character from Need for Speed also. Oh my God, that's a video game. We should have watched that.
Oh.
Need for Speed's a video game.
It
Need
is.
Need for Speed is also a movie.
Well, stop spoiling the
Well,
episode,
it's not
Dana.
Spoiling. It's called a perfect segue into our topic for the week. Let's get into our topic for the week, video game movies.
Video
After
game
the
movie.
Success of Sonic the Hedgehog, we thought it would be fun to look back on other films based on video games to see if they were really all that bad. Yes. Yes, they are. I decided on watching Assassin's Creed. Jackson, you wanted to watch Mario Brothers, correct?
Yep.
And Camden, you decided to watch Detective Pikachu, having no prior knowledge of the Pokemon franchise.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, let's get into it. Jackson, take us away. What did you give it? Give us the lowdown. Give us about you, the mic is yours for 15 minutes.
For
you
15?
Tell us in the audience what was Mario Brothers.
15 minutes. I can't.
I mean, you guys can still, you know, add your opinion. But if you aren't sure about what the Super Mario Brothers games are about, it's basically like a 2D platforming game where the whole point of the game is to get to the Bowser's castle and beat him so you can save Princess Peach.
Question, who's Bowser?
Bowser is the villain. He is like a large turtle Spoiler. With spikes on his shell. And he can also be bones, and he can also be God.
Whoa.
God Bowser. That's a that's a classic one.
So
question.
Yeah.
So when Mario goes to save Peach, is it just like a jar of peaches, or is it like a barrel?
No,
of
it's a human princess.
A human peach.
Remember when we said
she's,
we saved
she's
the bad
princess?
Joke? Why did you use it on that one?
No, I thought we already did it with my nay.
No, that was terrible. That was even worse than the nay.
Oh, well, she is the princess of the Mushroom Kingdom, and Bowser always kidnaps her. Not too sure why. It's just kind of like the princess in peril dynamic. But yeah, that's like literally every game. They have like different characters. There's like toads. There's different enemies, Goombas.
Give me your best impression of Toad right now. I apologize for everyone listening. We might have just blown out your foot. Good job, Jackson. Throughout your summary, I will randomly pop quiz you with random impressions, and I want you to
get Please, no. That was
Mario.
That's
go.
A-
Mario, go.
No. Okay, later.
Jackson has already started crying into the recording booth.
Okay. So, the whole idea of the movie, it started in Brooklyn. you have these two plumbers, Mario and Luigi. They're brothers. Mario is like 30 years older than Luigi, which makes no sense. They're not like really brothers in the movie. One is like an adoptive father of the other, and they like grew up together. It's super weird. Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
That's gross.
I just want to point out that in the movie, they make a point that Mario's name, full first and last name, are Mario Mario, and Luigi's full name is Luigi Mario.
I was just about to ask if they're Mario brothers because Mario's the main character. It's that that's their last name.
Why is his
name
I
think
Mario
when
Mario?
He adopted Luigi, he gave him the last name Mario.
But why
who
is his
names,
first name Mario?
I don't know. They just named him. So if you couldn't tell already by the weird dynamic of the movie, it's a bad movie. It is not
the movie
good,
canon.
But it is, I sure hope not. It's like an adaptation. It's supposed to be representative of the games, but I think they did a horrible job. So in the games, the Mario brothers are like plumbers, and the whole thing is that they like go through pipes. They can travel to different worlds through pipes. Pipes can like shoot them out like cannons. It's like all these things. In this movie, they go to another dimension through a portal. And pipes are not used at all. So I already thought that that was kind of weird. Like, they're plumbers, but the pipes don't play into that. What were you gonna?
How do they get into the alternate dimension reality thingy?
So they meet some girl.
What's her name?
Daisy.
Oh my god!
Whoa! Yeah. From the video game.
From the video game.
Oh
the
my
other,
gosh!
She's like Princess Peach's sister or something. They're all princesses. Not sure why they didn't just use Peach, but they used Daisy. They had Luigi fall in love with her, which stays true to the games. That's kind of like the whole thing is Mario's with Peach, Luigi's with Daisy.
Super cute.
So
love them together.
She's a paleontologist.
Stop.
And there's a hole underground. Actually, you know, I'm not explaining. I need to go back to the beginning, right?
Take us back to the beginning.
65 Jackson. Million years ago.
Holy!
An asteroid hit Earth, right? In the movie. Right? Yes. I mean, that's true.
Oh, this is actually part of the movie?
Yeah, this is actually
making a joke.
Wait, no. This is actually part of the movie.
Are you claiming that only in the film did an asteroid come 65 million years ago?
No. In real life, too. But they make a point of this in the movie because instead of all the dinosaurs dying when the asteroid hits, what actually happens is it splits into two realities. Reality where mammals grow and become intelligent creatures, and the other where reptiles grow and become intelligent creatures. Doesn't make sense because most of the reptiles look like mammals. They have hair. They're literally just like...
Camden, we are going to glue you to the chair. Stop squeaking.
Okay, well, either way, the people in the reptile universe are just like humans with slightly altered facial features, and most of them don't even look that bad. So the whole thing is that the villain of the movie, King Koopa, also known as Bowser, but they just call him King Koopa. He looks stupid in the movie, by the way.
What's he look like? Give us a very vivid description of what King Koopa looks like in the film.
He is an old guy, and his haircut, he just has like triangles on his hair. His hair is literally just triangles, like, on top of his head.
That's
it looks stupid.
Hot.
The actor is Dennis Hopper, I believe. Yeah, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper?
Yeah. So, and they just put triangles on his head and called it a villain. Either way, his whole thing is he's trying to get this crystal that... So Daisy is one of the reptiles, but she was transported to the human universe as a baby without knowing, and she had a crystal with her.
A question.
Yeah.
So does Luigi fall in love with a dinosaur?
No. Yes. Yeah. Daisy the dinosaur.
Does she look like a dinosaur?
No, she looks like a human.
Well,
it was...
How does that happen?
Samantha Mathis.
Well, how does Samantha... Pardon my French here. Why does Samantha not look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I couldn't tell... Because none of them really do. Like, even Bowser, the only thing that makes him look like reptiles is ugly hair.
Oh, yeah. Reptiles are known for their ugly hair.
So there's this... crystal that Daisy has that Bowser, I'm just gonna call him Bowser because King Koopa's too long, that Bowser wants, and he can't get it unless his henchmen steal the crystal. And then if he steals the crystal, puts it back in the meteorite, he can merge the two dimensions and take over the world. And how he plans to take over the world is he has this technology called Devo, or de-evolution tech. And so throughout the movie, he like, it's kind of just this whole thing where he takes people he disagrees with. He's like a dictator of the Mushroom Kingdom, and everyone hates him. But people that don't agree with him, he like puts them in this machine, de-evolves them into Goombas. And if you've ever played any Mario game, Goombas are like half of Mario's size. You can step on them and they die. In this movie, though, they're 7 foot tall with tiny heads. And it makes no... Like, I get that they're going for, like...
In my perfect representation of a Goomba, I think that's it. You know.
Do you want to see what a Goomba looks like?
I'd love to.
Show us a picture of a Goomba.
Oh, oops. Okay. They're these... I don't know if you can see that, but they're these
things.
What
is that?
Yeah. They're just stupid. They don't even look like the real thing. There were...
It looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but with a small head.
It looks like a shrunken head on the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger from the 90s.
Yes.
And so Daisy gets kidnapped, taken to Bowser's castle, but Mario and Luigi have the rock from her. They go after her, lose the rock. Then they save Daisy. She gets caught again. They realize, oh, shoot, he's after the rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is also in this film.
No, not that. Oh. Not that rock.
That'd
but
be awesome.
I was excited.
They're just trying to tackle Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's just knocking over the 8 foot tall Goombas.
But a bunch of stuff ensues. There was a really, really stupid scene where Mario and Luigi are hiding behind Goombas in an elevator.
Uh-huh.
And Luigi's solution to the problem, they needed to get out of the elevator. His solution to the problem, since there was elevator music playing, was trying to make the Goombas dance. He starts making one of the Goombas sway because they're really stupid. So that one of them starts swaying. They move to the next one, start getting them swaying. Soon enough, every Goomba's swaying. Mario and Luigi get out of there. Mario's like, "How'd you know that would work, Luigi?" And Luigi says, "People just love to dance." Like, you risked your life. Man. You risked your life.
On such a bet.
on Goombas dance. And then later on the movie, someone calls Bowser and he's like, "King Koopa, the Goombas are dancing again."
Like, this has been a constant problem.
Yeah, it was so stupid. Yeah, and just like the whole dynamic in the movie, all the characters are pretty dumb. There was Yoshi in the movie.
Oh my
Yoshi
God.
Was a literal...
Yoshi impression.
No, you do it. You do
no,
it.
Yoshi
no,
impression
I'm sick.
Of
I can't
the
do
game
it.
Game and then of him in the movie.
No, okay. Look, I gotta explain what Yoshi was in the. So in the game, he's a lovable like dinosaur. You ride on him. He eats things. Right. He's like really cute. In the movie, he's a velociraptor.
As one would do.
A velociraptor obviously. With a long tongue.
Obviously.
And someone stabs him.
What?
Oh my God.
Spoilers? Are you kidding?
Well, okay, he's a dinosaur.
I was going to watch.
Does Yoshi die?
No, he doesn't die. It's like
Yoshi, he died.
He just died.
So, some other representations of characters. Toad was
impression,
this like...
Go.
I already did that.
No, but of the movie now.
No, okay. The Toad was literally just some dude with a harmonica. And he got... No joke. Literally just some dude with a harmonica. He got turned into a Goomba. And now he was the Goomba with a harmonica. Like, that was...
That's awesome.
There are a couple things I thought they did right in terms of, like, interpreting the game. In a Nintendo 64 level of Mario, there was an ice slide that you go down. And they had that in the movie. They had an ice slide. So I thought that was kind of cool.
They got one thing.
They got one thing.
That's 1 to 8.
Anything
else? I thought Mario's actor, who was... Give me a second here. Bob Hoskins did a good job.
Yeah.
Bob Hoskins and Dennis Hopper were both the best actors in that movie. The rest, it was kind of bad.
Oh, but what about Luigi? Also, did Luigi have a mustache?
Luigi did not have a mustache. Luigi was like a young kid, like 20s.
Like, how old was Mario?
Mario looked like 50s.
Can he be like, can he be like a 63-year-old man? And he's like, "We're brothers."
Well, no, though. Like I said before, the whole thing was that they're not brothers. It's like Mario adopted Luigi, and like,
that's so
yeah,
weird.
It's super weird.
Super Mario.
I really like it.
Family.
My favorite scene though,
boo,
was when Bowser manages to put the crystal in the meteorite, merges the two universes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Everyone like disintegrates. It's like, you know, Infinity War style, but like pixely, you know?
Oh,
like, it's okay. Just pixels like getting broken up and reassembled.
When did this movie come out?
This movie was 1993.
Okay, so imagine 90s special effects.
Yeah. Either way, they all reappear on like in Brooklyn, our Earth. He has this Devo gun, de-evolution gun.
Yeah.
He shoots it at a guy, and the only thing he says when the guy turns into monkey is, "Monkey." That's all he says. That was the entire audio.
Is that how
audio
he says it too? Can you do a perfect impression?
Perfect impression. Okay. Monkey.
That's awesome.
That's all he says.
Wait, that's Bowser?
Is that his catchphrase?
That's Bowser.
Does he say it like multiple times?
No. That was literally the only time. He just...
Monkey.
He like makes fun of humans because they descend from monkeys. He turns someone into a monkey and he's just like, "Monkey." Yeah.
I'm confused.
Can you mute my mic so I can listen to this?
Okay. Wait, no, just let's have it play.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. My sound isn't working. I'm embarrassed.
Maybe I'll pull it up. Hold on.
So let me get this straight. So the reptile people, they evolved from the 7-foot Goombas?
Essentially, yeah. But the Goombas...
Oh, I got it.
Okay, you got it.
Hold on. Let's listen to the monkey line real quick.
Let me know what this is. Might be too loud.
Give me that Devo gun! Monkey!
Jackson, you're almost spot on, but you missed that childlike wonder in his voice.
Monkey. Oh, yeah. Monkey. I forgot. Yeah,
monkey.
But it was literally just such a strange movie. They did do a little bit of justice. They had, like, Bob Bombs. They referenced the Thwomp, even though they didn't show anything.
Ooh.
Like
Thwomp.
Thwomp representation.
Yeah, we need more Thwomp representation.
Agreed.
In that one. Other than that, like, it was just a really bad movie.
Jackson, what would you give it on a scale from Garfield 2, Tale of Two Kitties to Cats 2019?
So I had to look up a bad movie with cats in it to rate this one, and I found a movie called A Talking Cat, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point.
I have a good one.
So I rated A Talking Cat.
A Talking Cat?
A Talking Cat.
And if there's one thing that we should take away from this movie, it's...
Monkey!
I wasn't in on that. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you, Jackson.
So, Danon, what movie did you watch?
Well, I mentioned it earlier, so it kind of hurts my feelings that you didn't pay attention. But I watched the 2006 summer blockbuster that came out in November, Assassin's Creed. So, the way that the game works out... The game is pretty much like this. You play as a normal guy who gets kidnapped by this corporation, and they attach you to this bed machine. And it sends you back in time and connects you with ancient relatives. The main character in the game is related to an assassin, and the corporation's like, "We need you to get this relic for us." And then the guy is just so willing. He's like, "Absolutely." And then he goes back, and then you get to kill people. And it was a lot of fun. People remember the game because you jump off like the highest point and you land in a bale of hay and you're fine. So, and there was a fun time, but did the movie capture that magic? You guys want to take any guesses?
It didn't.
It did not.
I have a clarification.
Yes.
This movie came out in 2016, not 2006.
2016.
Yeah. You were off by a decade?
It felt like a 2006 film.
Well, just so everyone knows that this movie wasn't made in 2006.
It was a lot more recent than it felt. So anyways, the movie summary goes like this. I copy-pasted it directly from the site. Cal Lynch travels back in time to the 15th century Spain through revolutionary technology that unlocks the genetic memories contained in his DNA. There, he lives out the experiences of Aguilar de Nera, a distant relative who's also a member of the Assassins, a secret society that fights to protect free will from the power-hungry Templar Order. Transformed by the past, Cal begins to gain the knowledge and physical skills necessary to battle the oppressive organizations in the present. Pretty spot on, right?
Yeah, I'm so impressed that you came up with that yourself.
No, I Jackson,
don't tell them.
It's okay, from the description of the film, you'd think it's like, oh, easy peasy. This is just an exact replica of the game. It's going to be perfect, correct?
Of course.
You're wrong, Camden.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Like always.
You always do this.
So, the Assassin's Creed movie stars Michael Fassbender, known for many of his roles, like The Snowman, where his... for those of you who don't know, The Snowman's main character name, played by Michael Fassbender, his name is Harry Hole. His name is Harry.
You can't say that on air. Oh.
It's a name, so I could say it. And not once do they acknowledge the fact that his name is literally the dumbest thing ever. They're just like, Mr. Hole, if you could come over here, we have to find the snowman killer.
How do you spell Hole? Is it H-U-L-L?
No, no, it's H-O-L-E.
Oh. Are you kidding?
It's Harry Hole. And then I'm like, who? I wish they spelled his name H-A-I-R-Y.
That's what they were going for, right?
That's what they had to be going for.
There's
that.
No way.
Anyway.
Some intern. Hey, what if we named him Harry Hole? And they're like, you know what? That's a great idea. And he's like, what?
Really?
Okay.
Anyways, so this movie currently holds an 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Better than Mario Brothers. They had really? A 23.
Oh, my God. Mario Brothers is a higher score than Assassin's Creed?
Apparently so.
Wow. That sucks. So for one thing, anyone who's wishing to watch Assassin's Creed, fair warning, you will need to get separate subtitles to watch the film with, because 50% of it is in Spanish when he travels back in time.
Just learn Spanish.
No, but the thing is, they didn't offer me subtitles when I watched the film, so for half of it, I was lost. And this main bad guy was giving this big old speech, and then he kills a kid, and I've never been so lost in a movie before. Because it pans to, like, the assassins. It pans to, like, a family of farmers. And I don't know what the heck he's talking about the entire time. Because I don't understand Spanish. Anyways. So, let's travel back a little bit. Let me give you the story of our main character, whose name I forgot. So, this is how it works. So, Michael Fassbender, as a kid, he comes home. He's, like, 10 years old when this happens. He comes home, and his mom is straight up stabbed in the jugular.
Oh.
Standing in the corner of the room is his dad, dressed like an assassin. And he goes, son, I had to do this. And he walks towards him, covered in blood. You know, the kid would normally react, oh, he's going to kill me. And then he grabs his kid and goes, you need to stay hidden in the shadows. And then 8 vans show up with dudes holding machine guns. Like, the dude with a knife can't be stopped with one dude with a machine gun. And so the kid runs out and does some 2016 parkour, you know, when it was at its peak. The kid parkours away for safety. And so he was like 10, 12 when he was a kid. Then they just go 30 years later. I think they were implying that the kid was supposed to be like 8 or something. But if it was how the kid looked, that means that Michael Fassbender's character is 45 when they find him. And they go 30 years later. He's in a prison. A pastor walks in. Hey, I'm going to read from you to the Bible. Oh, I forgot. You don't care about the Bible. But the dude has been in prison for like 2 years. So at this point, they should probably know that he doesn't like the Bible. And they just wasted time bringing a pastor in to show, oh, he doesn't like the Bible, guys. He's pretty edgy. And so what happens? So they just throw you in the middle of this? Guys, Michael Fassbender's character gets the death penalty.
Yeah.
Do you want to
take one does.
You want to take a wild guess what he gets the Ooh. Death penalty for? Yeah, Camden.
Murder.
You'd be correct.
Yes.
So they just gloss over the fact that Michael Fassbender's character killed someone.
Well, his dad did it. Like father,
oh
like
my God,
son.
That's actually a good point. I'll get to. So the main bad guys of this film, the Templar, their belief is that if Michael Fassbender can go back in time and get this relic called the Apple of Eden, they can erase the violent genome from the human body.
That's a valiant cause.
Does anyone want to try to explain to me how you can just take out someone's violent action by holding this metal ball?
The CRISPR Magic? Machine? You know about that, Jackson, right? The gene editing machine?
The de-evolution gun?
The evolution gun?
No, the CRISPR.
What's the CRISPR?
It's this thing that scientists have been working on for like decades now.
You know gene editing is like taboo, right?
Is it?
It shouldn't be.
Uh-oh. Science talk,
I want
Jackson.
Red eyes.
I mean,
tell
us.
Talk to us. Give us your controversial.
There were people in China who gene edited a baby and they got their medical licenses revoked. So that's how taboo it is.
Cowards.
I would have made the baby a monkey.
So I don't think they have
monkey.
I don't think they have any gene editing machines out there right now.
Well, they do.
Well,
in
they
this
do.
Movie.
It's just you can't use it on people. One, because it's not safe, and two, because that's immoral.
Wait, how do you spell it?
CRISPR.
You're getting a little behind the scenes of us doing research while giving the show. So, Jackson, tell us what the CRISPR is.
A family of DNA sequences found in the genomes of prokaryotic organisms such as bacteria and archaea. It's not a machine.
Well, it's called something else. Called like CRISPR.
You got caught. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, CRISPR is a technology used to edit genes and will likely change the world.
Fellas, if we could stop talking.
CRISPR-Cas9. Okay. I told you.
Go back to your.
I need to tell you guys
thing.
About the worst, the worst video game movie I've ever seen. So he wakes up from being put to the death penalty. He's in another prison. How did that work? And they pull the same crap that you see in like all those boring action films. Well, legally, you are pronounced dead. And he's like, oh my God, if they kill me, nothing matters. So Jeremy Irons in this, you know, the guy who plays Alfred in Batman versus Superman and Scar from Lion King?
Of course.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. You know, when he starts talking, I made time codes for when some of them start talking. So Jeremy Irons, the main villain of the film, he starts talking 27 minutes into the film. Would you think that someone of like the main villain, a good main villain, would show up before 27 minutes in the film?
Possibly.
Well, in a 2 hour long movie, maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, so this movie is 2 hours, and Jeremy Irons shows up a quarter of the way into it just to show that he's the bad guy. But anyways, so the dude wakes up. They're like, welcome to our agency. We're going to hook you up to this giant machine. And in the video games, it's a bed. You lie down, and you get sent back in time. In the movie, they have a giant metal arm that protrudes from the ceiling, and it stabs him in the spine, and it picks him up 5 feet in the air, and he's just dropped in.
Okay.
Which seems so brutal, and every time he has to stab something into his neck and his back, no scars, no blood, never. It's PG-13 violence, so he just seems to never be hurt by this. So he goes back in time for the first time. You're like, what is going on? Man jumps 2 stories onto a guy and then stabs him. Like, jumping 2 stories onto a person wouldn't kill them immediately.
Well, you gotta finish the job.
And of course, the assassins do not take any damage through this because they know how to barrel roll when they jump 20 feet.
Parkour rule number one.
Barrel roll after
barrel roll.
Anyway, so he just gets thrown in the middle of a war. So that was fun. And then he pulls a GTA. So they're running off with this kid that they were
going to
kill.
Hey, Denon, can you tell our viewers what GTA stands for?
Well, for this one, it would be Grand Theft Animal, because Michael Fassbender straight up punches a horse in the face and then hops on it. Like, that's the way to steal a car. You know how in video games you break the window and then you can get in?
Yeah.
So I guess the way it works for horses, you just deck the horse in a face and then you hop onto it. Anyways, Michael Fassbender steals a horse, a dream horse, if you will, and he's going like 50 miles per hour on a horse and outruns everyone. Jumps onto the carriage that's holding the kid. And so in the video games, the assassin's main weapon is a hidden blade. In the movie, you could shoot bullets, you could shoot darts, you could shoot knockout bullets, and what they show in this first scene is he's got a grappling hook just on his wrist-mounted thing.
Yeah.
I'd be fine if it was like a bulky design, but the thing is like literally just a blade and a belt to strap it to the arm, and he just has random crap that comes out of it every 10 minutes. So he grappling hooks, and he gets saved, and he gets slammed into the ground, and then he wakes up. He wakes up, he looks to Jeremy Irons, and he says, I can't feel my legs. It cuts. He's paralyzed. Michael Fassbender's character is paralyzed.
Oh, and like then that trailer. Run.
They pull a run, and what happens is 5 minutes after he's paralyzed. No, not even that. Like, the next scene, like, the camera just pans through a wall. He's doing Tai Chi. Like, apparently he's just not paralyzed. He lied when he said that.
He was just messing around.
They forgot 5 minutes later.
I'm going to jump about 40 minutes in because that's how much little happens in this film. So, right before he goes back in a second time, a random employee, he gives him, like, this meaningful speech about the origin of the word assassin, but it is so out of place. Like, he's like, you need to kill the priest this time. They send him back in time. He's like, do you know the origin of the word assassin? As he's, like, getting ready to get sent back in time. And he just, this speech is, like, 5 minutes long about the origin of the word assassin.
This sounds like a great movie.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Wait to see it in
and
theaters.
I'm only 40 minutes in. We aren't even done yet.
Well, hurry up.
Yeah, I know. I want to give you a little taste of the dialogue. So this woman who invented the time machine, she goes, please, you must do this. It's my life. It's my life's work. Michael Fassbender says, it's my life. And then he goes back in time.
What?
It doesn't make sense. I'm throwing my hands in the air right now. I do not know what's going on. Anyways, yeah. So he makes, and then when he goes back in time, he makes a leap of faith 200 feet into water.
Yeah.
And then, you know how you die if you fall like more than like 30 feet into water?
That's a lie. Because
it's like falling into concrete?
No, it's like 100 feet-ish.
Okay, so 100 feet, you die like flat out.
And yeah, you probably break your legs.
Yeah.
I'd say like around 200 feet probably kills you.
Oh, well then he jumps the perfect amount of times. He goes head first into water. And you know how he survives?
Oh, head first?
He throws a knife into the water and then hits the water. Like that's a put, like that kills the
you
water.
Know,
he broke the surface tension.
But he fell 200 feet.
Yeah, but he broke
I think you're wrong here, Danon. I've done that actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've thrown a knife in the water and then dove in after it. It stabbed me in the head, feet. But I didn't die from the water.
I threw a knife into my leg, and then I jumped into the water.
Oh, you died from other things?
Yep.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Ken Powell.
An hour and 30 minutes into the film, I find out that the girl scientist's name is Sophie.
Sophie.
The one who runs the machine.
Yeah.
I find out an hour and 22 minutes that Michael Fassbender's character's name is Cal. So Cal, after going back in time twice, like he didn't even do anything, he could just see ghosts now.
That's awesome.
He gets brought back from the past, and he just sees like 20 ghosts, and he sees the ghost of his mom.
What?
I don't know why.
Okay.
Hey, honey, we're assassins. It's in your blood. And he goes, we're assassins. It's in my blood. And he just becomes an assassin.
Assassin's Creed.
He joins the Assassin's Creed. Oh, no. They name drop it. They name drop it somewhere. Right. Holy crap.
If we aren't an Assassin's Creed, then I don't know who is. Is that what they say?
No. They say something right around. Oh, so in Jeremy Irons' final speech. Oh, I find out that Jeremy Irons' name is Alan. An hour and 38 minutes in the film. They go, and now here's our speech from our grand master, grand wizard, Jeremy Irons, also known as Alan. He comes out, ladies and gentlemen, I have found the cure to violence. Like, that's how stupid the talking is in this film.
Yeah.
I have found the cure for violence. It's in this metal orb we took from Christopher Columbus's grave. How does he make that connection? They just gloss over it. Oh, the thing's in Christopher Columbus's grave. Anyways, and he goes, with this, we will put an end to the Assassin's Creed.
That's the game. That's awesome. He said the game.
He referenced the game in his speech. Like, how do they come up?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, Jackson, I forgot to ask you. Do they ever go, we're the Super Mario Brothers?
At the end of the movie, when the news of their heroic actions reached the, like, they were on TV. The news was on TV. And then the reporter said, they must be Super Mario Bros.
Wow.
Or brothers.
Super. Super duper.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. You've got a good point. Subconsciously telling me to check my watch and not bring up an ad. Hey, Camden, on an unrelated question to Assassin's Creed, no plans this weekend? Check out the House of Blues in downtown San Diego for some amazing concerts in one beautiful venue. Make sure to check out our giveaways at kcrlive.com for a chance to win tickets to concerts throughout the semester. And stop by Music at the Mesa from 12 to 1 on Thursdays for more giveaway opportunities.
I'm heading to that website right now.
Wow.
I'm there.
I believe you if you didn't mash the space
bar. I didn't.
You didn't?
I'm there. I'm on KCR Live.
Really?
Yep.
Want to tell our audience what it looks like?
It's a website. If you've ever seen a website before, they're really beautiful. There's a logo, some links, pictures.
There's ticket giveaways.
Ticket giveaways.
Where can you find these ticket giveaways?
At kcrlive.com.
Thank you, Jackson.
Under the giveaways tab.
And we are back in talking. I'll sum up Assassin's Creed in like 2 seconds. So they lean so hard into wanting there to be a sequel. The last line of dialogue in the film is Sophie saying, this isn't over. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, the assassin's main plan after breaking out of the prison to go kill Jeremy Irons, they make this big old stealthy setup, and what Michael Fassbender does is he just walks up while Jeremy Irons is giving a speech, just walks up and stabs him. Like, they went through all that trouble when they could have just got a gun, walked in, and shot him. That's what they could... you know their gun blade that apparently they have? They could just do that, but they made this big old setup of, like, oh, we're going to need to sneak past the guards, switch around the blade to know who has it. One of the assassins hides a blade in his mouth and goes... and then just, like, vomits.
Can you recreate that noise?
He goes... and then pulls out the blade and then just tosses it to Michael Fassbender and he goes... bam! Knife to the throat, and he just dies.
What's the rating of this movie?
16%.
Oh, PG-13 R.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would have loved just a gross 2 minute of Michael.
I think Assassin's Creed should be an R-rated movie.
He's just like, God,
isn't it an M-rated game? I'm almost certain the game.
I've never played Assassin's Creed.
It's an M-rated game. At least
so
one of them.
If that's 17 and up, why would the movie be 13 and up?
Dude.
Appealing to, they have to appeal to the younger demographic. That
what is your rating for this movie?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. The movie ends with Cal leaning off a 60-foot skyscraper, and he's about to do the leap of faith, but he goes headfirst into asphalt if they were to continue showing him to do that. So they just cut it right before he falls.
Oh, of course.
Implying that there's not going to be a sequel because he just
dies.
Okay, so I'm going to give this movie... this is a tough one. I think I'm going to give it a... Cats and Dogs 2, Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Electric Boogaloo.
No.
No? It's not in the title? Okay.
So, ouch.
Yeah, it is brutal having to go through that, and I strongly recommend a more favorable thing is pouring lemon juice into your eyes.
I prefer lime juice.
Camden, tell us about the video game movie you watched.
All right, so I watched Detective Pikachu. I have no knowledge about Pokemon. I played Pokemon Go for about 3 hours, and then I deleted it. I didn't like it. I've never played Pokemon games in my life. They're too slow and boring for me. So, from my research, the original game
just attacking
for
me.
Pokemon, this is from research, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. You play as a Pokemon trainer, traveling the world and collecting the ubiquitous little monsters, and training them in battles with other Pokemon.
You're wrong. You play as a horse.
It's Dream Horse.
And you're sent into someone's house. And then you have 30 minutes to hide from the family.
In a hospital. Okay. So the movie was Detective Pikachu. Came out May 10th, 2019. May 3rd, if you're in Japan. It's starring Ryan Reynolds, Justice Smith, and Catherine Newton. Ace Detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son, Tim, to find out what happened. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, wisecracking, adorable super sleuth Detective Pikachu. Finding that they are uniquely equipped to work together, as Tim is the only human who can talk with Pikachu, they join forces to unravel the tangled mystery.
Aww.
I didn't like it.
And for the viewers who haven't seen it, this was probably the best video game film
until
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Based on your guys' reviews of your movies just now, mine was definitely better, okay? Don't get me wrong.
What was the Rotten Tomatoes? Compare.
Let's compare. So
IMDb is a 6.6, and Rotten Tomatoes is a 69%.
Okay. Boom. That's the
nice. You're like triple both of ours.
Watch it, Danon.
You're literally triple mine.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was... Okay, can I just say something?
Yeah.
The sponsored ads on Google are a pair of women's underwear with a surprise Pikachu face on it. And then a $16,000 bracelet accompanying this movie. I don't know why they're both there.
Hey,
but
maybe stop looking at what I'm getting you for your birthday and just pay attention to the review.
All right. So this movie, I think, was poorly structured in terms of plot. Yes,
surprise
I do.
Surprise Pikachu noise.
I do. Surprise Pikachu face. I have a couple notes. I'm just going to run through them real quick. Mm-hmm. My first note, how could Tim take off jeans with shoes on? If anyone here has ever tried to take off jeans while having shoes on...
Big plot hole. I agree. That was the worst part of the movie.
I don't understand how that happened.
Ruined the entire film for me. I checked out.
Okay,
when I was
this movie is all over the place, in my opinion. It's okay to have plot twists, but to have 30,000 plot twists is just so annoying. For those of you who haven't seen the movie...
Jackson is just getting his heart smashed right now.
Jackson really likes this movie, in case you guys can't tell.
I thought it was good.
You're not allowed to
interject. Not as good
anymore.
As Sonic, but still really good.
Okay. Main character, Tim, is with his best friend in the beginning of the movie, who is never referenced again. He's just there to set up the fact that Tim doesn't like Pokemon anymore. Tim finds out, oh no, your dad has died. Your dad that you haven't talked to in 12 or so years? Yeah, he's dead now. Oh, you need to go to this city... and go see what happened to your dad, who was a detective, hence the name Detective Pikachu.
He died.
Pika Pika.
He died in a brutal car crash, and we're having an open casket funeral for him. Please come by to see.
So he goes to this city, San Fran, Tokyo. No.
What's it called?
I don't know. It had such a strange name.
It was like Sapphire City or something like that, wasn't it?
I don't know. And then there's this guy. I forget his name because he was such an awful villain. The main villain guy, who you can tell is a villain from the very beginning, but they still try and frame it as a plot twist, who founded this city because normally people just train the Pokemon and then have them fight their battles for them. But he was like, no, I love Pokemon. Let's create a city where we live in unison. But then the Pokemon just end up being their pets anyways, which I don't get. They're called partners, but they're actually just the people's pets, which is a little bit degrading, in my opinion. And so Tim goes there, and he goes to his dad's apartment after meeting with the head of police, who's like, hey, your dad's dead. And he meets Pikachu, who goes, hey, yo. And Tim's like, hey, whoa. And Pikachu's like, you just understood me? And Tim's like, I'm hallucinating. And Pikachu's like, nah, chief, you're not. And I just have one question. So, spoiler alert, Pikachu is actually Tim's dad.
Wait, so Tim's mom?
No. You're getting confused. Pokemon? So the main villain who you're led to believe is the villain is Mewtwo.
Mewtwo is not the villain.
I just said who's actually not the villain.
Monkey.
Jackson.
You're always the one.
I'm just going to keep talking. So anyways. All right. Wow.
Jackson.
So, where was I?
Something main villain.
Jackson broke the rule.
He sucks the life force out of Tim's dad and puts it in Pikachu. Okay? And I don't get that, okay? And then he just erases his memories.
He's psychic type.
He's magic.
He erases his memories from his dad, so he just thinks he's a Pokemon that can talk, but no one understands him except Tim. But then he can also communicate with other Pokemon. Anyways, so you go through the whole movie. Tim's trying to find out why his dad died. And then you discover that the main villain and his son have this plant where they're trying to speed up or change the evolution of Pokemon. It's like a factory. I don't know what it is. I hate it. And they are trying to change these Pokemon and make them evil or whatever. And the main villain guy is in a wheelchair now. And he's like, I'm old. He doesn't want to be old anymore.
So they pull a run on him?
Yep. He's actually being paralyzed by his mom.
His son's just shooting poison into his legs.
So he finds out that there's this purple gas called R, where when Pokemon inhale it, they become like rabid and have no control over their actions. But apparently, if they inhale that stuff and then Mewtwo can make them and their partner morph into the Pokemon, and then all the people's consciousness are just into the Pokemon. So that's the main climax of the movie. It's really not good. I really didn't like it. I'm just going to read through my notes here. So I already said, how could he take off his jeans with shoes on?
Jackson's got like a sad Ben Affleck look right now.
I want to hold Pikachu. Why are they driving on the wrong side of the road? The main actor is bad at acting, but Ryan Reynolds is great.
Ryan Reynolds didn't act. He just spoke.
Yeah, he was just
that's
Ryan
acting,
Reynolds
Jackson.
Show.
Voice
that's
acting.
Voice acting.
I'm going to say something controversial here. I think Ryan Reynolds has just played himself in the past like 8 movies he's been
in. No, he does, definitely, but it works well. There's this one scene where they're like finding out what happened to Mewtwo and the experiments they're doing on him, and there's just this science lady who's like talking to herself, and I don't know if she's being recorded for these holograms, but I don't think she knew, and she's just talking to herself. She's like, day 64, today we are going... No,
I'm sure she'd be... Recording it if she says...
But she's not looking at anything. She's just walking around the lab, like, doing stuff. I think that it was just a plot point.
Camden, I want to ask you a quick question. If you're recording yourself for, like, a journal and everything, wouldn't you keep track of the days? And if you aren't...
No one else was there, and I don't think that she knew that there was holograms taking videos of her. She was just walking around, and, like, did she know what was happening? I don't think so. Yeah, I'm going to continue. You had, like, 30 minutes to talk. I only have, like, 5 more minutes. Who's Mewtwo? Is he an important character in the game? Because they make him seem super rare in this movie.
He's God.
He's a legendary Pokemon.
He is?
There's only one of him.
So but in the movie, they make it seem like he's the only one, and he's a descendant from the god of Mew. What is
that's
that?
That's pretty spot on.
Honestly. So in the games and in the original movie, Mewtwo is like a genetically modified version of Mew. They took Mew's DNA and they made Mewtwo.
Okay, so that makes sense then, but it was very confusing as someone who has never played Pokemon before.
I thought you'd have fun with this film.
Psyduck is so annoying, and I want to punch him in his stupid little bill.
Oh, no. Psyduck's great.
Psyduck, right now. Shut up, dude. Oh, my gosh.
Jackson, Psyduck impression right now.
Oh, no.
I think I just did a great one.
I did my one impression.
Your one Psyduck! That honestly wasn't terrible.
Thank you. There's this one scene where these giant Earth Pokemon, I don't know, they never said their names. Thanks, Jackson.
Jackson knows the entire Pokemon.
The Earth just starts, like, like moving, and like it makes it seem like the Earth is just like rotating up above them, and that didn't make sense to me.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And then
that
Tim's like, sense. "I'm just gonna jump," and Pikachu's like, "Don't do that." And Tim's like, "We don't have another option." And he jumps. He falls like 50 feet, lands on the edge of a cliff, boom, his stomach onto it, and he just goes, "Ha ha!" I was like, "What?" When Pikachu just like dies in that one scene, dude. The CGI looks really bad when Tim is holding him. Like he's holding Pikachu and like Pikachu's like shifting like through his arms and stuff. I showed you guys a screenshot from the movie. There's one scene where the CGI of Mewtwo is awful.
It's just not the...
It just looks like they put in the 3D model with no effects on it and they were just like, yeah, just put it in the movie.
His eyes were closed and opened at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like he was hollow.
Best part of the movie is when Pikachu is singing the Pokemon song. I thought that was great.
They referenced did they ever say Pokemon Detective Pikachu like in order in the film?
I don't think so. I don't think that they say I'm Detective Pikachu. He says I'm a detective, and you could go Pikachu to yourself.
Or do you think that the head of police was just like, great job, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, starring Ryan Reynolds?
And then the evil guy was in Mewtwo, and I said, bruh. The Ditto. I didn't know what Dittos were before this movie, but I was so confused because it was just changing into whatever it wanted, and then it had beady little eyes, and I hated it. It was creepy.
It was definitely the scariest part of the film.
And then the purple gas normally just makes the Pokemon go crazy, but for Ditto, it just killed Ditto.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why did it kill Ditto, but all the other Pokemon were like, no, I'm just rabid now.
Plot convenience? What would a crazy blob do? You're just on it with impressions.
Thank you.
Jackson,
thank
you. You have to run for your money now because Camden's coming.
You know, I'm okay with him being the best at impressions.
I did not like the movie. The whole time I was just sitting there going, what? Why? Like, I found myself just questioning why the whole time. And in the end, I was so disappointed that Pikachu was his dad. I wanted Pikachu just to be special and he could just talk to Tim. Like, I think that would have been so much cooler. Like, his dad came back. His dad is just straight up Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was hilarious.
How do you not recognize your dad's voice?
Yeah, I don't care. Because he was like 12 when he left, maybe.
Yeah.
It's been a while since. Yeah, but some people have like forgettable voices. But it's Ryan Reynolds.
If your dad's Ryan Reynolds, you should remember.
Like, you will remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember Ryan Reynolds.
My rating for this movie, I'm going to give it a Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion. From 1965. It's when a native village is apparently terrorized by a lion. The local sergeant enlists the help of a veterinarian working at a nearby animal study center.
Oh my god, we are reaching the bottom of the barrel.
Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion.
That bad,
1965.
I feel like Detective Pikachu is one of those movies where you need to have a bit of knowledge before you watch it.
Yeah, I had almost zero prior knowledge going into it, and I did not like it. And I think that's the main problem with video game movies.
I thought it was clever.
Because I think it didn't pander hard enough to hardcore Pokemon players, but it also didn't pander hard enough to people who have never played Pokemon before. It was in an awkward middle ground where people who have played Pokemon enjoyed it, but people who haven't would still go see it, but then they dislike it because of it. So I think either with video game movies, you need to make it about the video game and pander to those people, or you need to make it a movie that everyone can enjoy and just kind of has some remnants of the video game.
Like maybe Sonic, that's what Sonic did well. Yeah.
Gotta go fast.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog. Honestly, best movie of 2020 so far.
You said that last week.
I know.
And there hasn't been any new movies.
I will take this to my grave. I'm sure Invisible Man won't be better than Sonic the Hedgehog.
Disagree. I disagree.
Speaking of the Invisible
Man,
next week we are going to watch Invisible Man and take a look back at some of the recent horror foods.
Hey, Danon, eat your Brussels sprouts. Ah! I'm
terrified of healthy food. We're going to take a look back on some recent horror movies and see, like, has the decline in horror movies, like, cropped back up? Because, like, for a while, we've been having some real stinkers, like...
Yeah.
And then there have been some good ones. But, I mean, like, like Get Out, Us.
I liked Split.
Split, those
but
are like...
it was more of a thriller than like a horror movie.
But yeah, you know what I mean? We'll take a look at it. Yeah. Will the Invisible Man be good? How did they get John Cena to play the monster of the film?
Wait, is it John Cena?
Yeah.
Well, you can't see him.
You're so dumb.
I hate you.
You're so dumb. Oh, how did you not get God. That?
Woo! Best joke of the episode.
Yeah, no, that was good.
John Cena playing the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
And we have about a minute left, so I want to bring up some relatable comments. I found out that when I don't shave for a while and I open up the front-facing camera, it just like highlights my double chin.
Oh. Can I do my shout-out now?
Yes. Oh, do your shout-out.
I'm going to shout-out my girlfriend because I like her.
Wow. And this will be the last
And she watches movies with me. So it relates to the thing that we're doing. You know, the show, the radio show.
Yeah, but at least his shout-out was cool.
I forgot what his shout-out was.
Shout-out Ivan's Lock and Keys for giving cheap keys to me and my dad for years.
Cheap keys.
Cheap keys for everyone.
Cheap keys.
So if there's one thing you should take away from this episode, dream big, dream horse.
I wish I was that horse.
Hotel Trivago.
Next week. Take care.
Adios.
Bye-bye.